The situation was absolutely hopeless. Nothing more could be done. The door had been closed. It's over. And everyone has already moved on to grieving. That's the setting for the story of Lazarus, a man 4 days dead, sealed behind a heavy stone, wrapped in burial clothes. We often read this as a wait for the afterlife kind of tale of hope. But that misses the immediate essential message for us today. Not only is this a story about the power of hope, but it is also a story about the necessity of community and the refusal to accept the end as always final. When Jesus finally arrives, both Mary and Martha say the exact same thing. If only you had been here, my brother would not have died. How often do we use that phrase, if only? If only I had taken that job. If only they had acted sooner. If only I hadn't made that mistake. We live in a society that drowns in if only. It's a culture of regret and blame and the belief that our best days are behind us because of some past moment. Lazarus represents that part of our lives that we have already surrendered to the grave. It's the broken relationships that we've stopped trying to fix. It's the career change we thought was impossible. It's the social justice issue that seems so big that it can't be solved. We bury these things behind a stone of it's too late. What happened next is central. When Jesus sees the grief, the raw human pain of the sisters and their community, he doesn't offer empty cliches. He doesn't say, cheer up, it's all part of the plan. Instead, the text says, Jesus wept. In our society, we are often taught to hide our pain, to be strong, to get over it. Yet the ultimate act of power in this story is compassion. It is joining in the pain of others. An important takeaway in this story is that we are called to be a community that doesn't just offer sympathy from a distance, but one that walks into the tomb and stands in the stench and cries alongside the brokenhearted. And then Jesus does the unthinkable. He commands, take away the stone. Martha immediately objects, citing the reality of death and decay. There will be a smell, she says. She is speaking for all of us who are afraid to face our messes. We are afraid to confront the ugly, rotting parts of our society, the injustice, the systemic poverty, and the fear and brokenness. We think it's too far gone. But the message here is that we cannot experience new life while keeping the stone sealed. We have to face the mess. We have to face the smell. Only when we roll away the stone, only when we are willing to shine a light on the darkest corners of our life, on the darkest places in our society, can transformation happen. And then comes the shout, Lazarus, come out. And he does. However, the miracle doesn't end with Lazarus standing there. He is still wrapped in the clothes of death. So Jesus gives a final command and says, unbind him, let him go. This is where the story becomes a direct call to us. Lazarus was brought to life, but the community had to unbind him. We are the community. There are people in our country, in our society, perhaps in our own neighborhoods, who are walking around alive but still wrapped in the grave clothes of poverty and addiction and shame and fear. They are restricted, unable to live full lives because of the bindings placed on them by circumstances and trauma and neglect. We are called to do the work of unbinding. We are called to remove the cloth of shame. We are called to help take off the bindings of injustice. We are called to foster a society where people are not just existing, but are truly free to walk out of their tombs. The story of Lazarus teaches us that we do not have to wait for the future to experience resurrection. The power to turn "it's too late" into "it's time to rise" is available here and now. When we face our grief, our fears, when we take away the stone, and when we help unbind one another, we are taking part in the act of bringing life to a dying society, to a dying world. The call today is to stop accepting that death, decay, and despair have the last word. The call is to step out of the tomb and to help others do the same. Amen.